Welcome to Mainstream Mormonism with Bishop Lee Baker of Witnesses for Jesus Ministry. As a former high priest in the Mormon Church and now a Christian, Lee will each week discuss the Word of God and how it contrasts with the teachings of Mormonism. Now here's your host, Lee Baker.
Welcome to Mainstream Mormonism, where we review, compare, and inform the Mormon people concerning the policies, doctrine, and scriptures issued by the Mormon leadership, which the Mormon people have largely elected to their own detriment not to read or apply to their lives. Today, Kathy and I will provide you an update specific to the Christian witness efforts at the 50th anniversary of the Mormon Miracle Pageant held this past June in Manti, Utah. As a program note, for the past year and a half, this broadcast has been a live one-hour call-in format. Recently, Kathy and I have asked for a modification to the contract with this station to more effectively use your donations and extend the number of weeks we will have to spend with you. Your donations and support of this ministry have been responsible for over 400 Mormons leaving the Mormon Church and coming to a biblically based and rock-solid personal relationship with Jesus Christ. From Logan, Utah to Liberia, Africa, your support has helped bring spiritual freedom to individuals and families who have only known deception, abuse, and depression at the hands of false prophets who teach corrupt doctrine for their own financial and political gain. If you are a member of the Mormon Church and you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ alone as your personal Savior and the Lord of your life, know that you can do this right now and deal with leaving the Mormon Church later. If you should die tonight, if you should pass through the veil, you will soon realize that there is no second chance, no spirit world to correct your mistakes, and no opportunity to recover from the profanity of Mormonism accomplished in a pagan temple. You can be saved now as a Mormon if you believe in Jesus Christ alone and leave Mormonism. Write your letter of resignation tomorrow, but believe in Jesus Christ alone right now. Accept Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, right now. You have seen the goodness of the Mormon people in comparison to the deception of the Mormon leaders. Act now before it is too late for you and your children. The theme and focus for today's program was actually suggested by a Mormon high priest and former president of the Manti, Utah stake, President Scott D. Hinsey. In a recorded interview on the streets of Manti, President Hinsey asked, "Why do you come here to preach?" I answered, "Because this is the false church that lied to me, and I then lied to my children and grandchildren about Joseph Smith based on those lies. Based solely off of my name tag that says former bishop of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and with my own admission that I left the Mormon Church because of what I had learned from church records, he repeatedly, over and over, called me a liar. I reminded him that it was Joseph Smith who lied about polygamy to the church and to his wife Emma. I reminded him that it was Joseph Smith that lied about the translation process of the Book of Mormon, that it was Joseph Smith, not me, who lied about the translation process of the Book of Abraham, and it was Joseph Smith who lied about the first vision, the very foundation of the Mormon faith. Over the many years, the Manti, Utah Christian outreach to the Mormon people has been an amazing and remarkable opportunity to see God's work up close in the hearts of the people that He has chosen to move closer to the truth and closer to Him. I personally met and asked the Manti Temple president a very simple question on camera. I asked President Lonnie B. Nally and his wife Kay, "Is there any specific event, prayer, ceremony, or activity that is accomplished today within the Mormon temple that might in any way be considered biblically valid or in any way related or connected to the biblical temple of God that once stood in Jerusalem?" No answer came, only a resentful look of disgust that I would even ask such a question to a Mormon high priest called, set apart, and sustained uniquely for the position and responsibility of officiating and presiding over one of the oldest and most historical Mormon temples. But still, no answer came, no witness, no testimony came from a man who was only one of 150 out of 8 billion of God's people on this earth to hold the unique and completely invented and biblically offensive title as a temple president. Who better to ask? Who better to witness to? Who better to lead to Jesus Christ than an active Mormon temple president? The streets of Manti have witnessed many spiritual battles where the souls of men and women have been won and lost only a few feet from each other.
That is so true. Lee and I have experienced those spiritual battles as we have spoken to people at the Manti pageant. I spoke with several current members of the Mormon faith and several Christians who had left Mormonism. I was asked by several Mormons, "Why do you come out here to our event to speak against our church?" I responded, "Well, just like the Mormon Church sends thousands of 18 to 19-year-olds out to be missionaries, we are Christian missionaries. We come here to the Manti pageant to be able to witness to the Mormon people. People have taken off work, they've taken vacation time, and they have driven here to Utah from all over the United States because they want to teach the Mormon people to trust the Bible. You see, throughout the New Testament, it says that we are saved by grace and not by our works. Then I quoted to them Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. But the Mormon Church teaches that you must work your way to be worthy to be able to get inside of the LDS temple. Only then can you gain your salvation to live with God in the celestial kingdom. That is not a biblical teaching. I emphasize to them that we are saved through grace, not by works. While in Manti, Lee and I went to training given by Tri-Grace Ministries every morning at Ephraim Church of the Bible. It would start at 9:30 in the morning and go until noon. We opened up every morning with praise and worship music. Then a staff member would speak to us about a Mormon doctrine and then train us how to politely bring up the subject and discuss it with an LDS member during the pageant. We would then have a prayer time where we would gather in small groups to pray that the Lord would lead us to those who are truly searching for answers and for salvation through Jesus Christ alone. We would then put a prayer request on a sticky note and place it on the back wall. The last hour, we would then hear from either a former Mormon, a ministry leader, or a pastor about ideas that they have used to witness to Mormons. As we left the chapel area, we each took a sticky note off the back wall, and we would offer a silent prayer for that request that was left there. We then dropped the prayer request into a basket, and that evening, prayer missionaries, prayer warriors, they would take those requests and pray over them again and again throughout the night. Brittany Thompson of Tri-Grace Ministries, she helped train Christian missionaries, encouraging them to view the Mormon people through the eyes that Jesus had for the lost, with compassion. Brittany said, "We talked through 1 Timothy chapter 2. We talked about what true compassion looks like. We talked about Jesus as the living water and finished the training session challenging each and every person to make sure that Jesus is in every conversation that they would enter into that night and the rest of the week." So I want you guys to understand that these Christians are coming out as Christian missionaries to Manti every year. That these Christian missionaries, they're not there to come and bash the Mormon Church. They're truly seeking to show them that salvation is gained through Jesus Christ alone.
Kathy and I met two young, college-age Christian women who told us how they witnessed to the Mormons at the pageant. They started off by asking the Mormons if they would mind sharing their testimony with them. Then the Christian missionaries would share their testimony of Jesus Christ with the Mormon people. Part of the Christian testimony included Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Quote, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Out of the several testimonies that they had heard during the week at Manti Pageant, it was depressing to them that they only heard two Mormons include Jesus Christ in their testimony. Most testimonies that they heard said that they knew Joseph Smith was a prophet and how the LDS Church was the only true church. I really liked their non-threatening approach in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the Mormons.
Another story from the Manti Pageant, Jordan and Kelsey Rittmeyer, they're also part of the Tri-Grace Ministry staff. They shared a witnessing opportunity with us. They wrote, "On Thursday night during worship on the Manti streets, a young girl video recorded our worship. She was noticed by another team member who approached her after worship. She told him that she was intrigued by the music and that it was what drew her to our group. She told him that she was interested in Ephraim Church of the Bible, and the other worship leader introduced her to Jordan and Kelsey, since Jordan usually leads worship at their church. Kelsey said, we went over and started conversing with her. Her name was Sydney, and she was 19 years old. Jordan started to share the gospel with her, and she was very open and receptive to it. It was incredible to watch her reaction to the gospel of Jesus and to see the look of awe on her face and hear exclamations of amazement as the Holy Spirit opened her eyes to the truth. Some Gideons nearby had set up a cross in the middle of the street with the words engraved on it, 'Are you ready?' Jordan asked Sydney if she was ready to receive Christ as her personal Savior, and she said yes. He then asked if she would be willing to kneel down next to the cross in public and give her life to Christ right then and there. She said yes. So in full view of everyone on the streets, Sydney knelt down, and Jordan led her in a prayer to receive Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. Afterwards, we said goodbye, and I watched to see where she went to sit with her family on the temple grounds. I was amazed to see that her family had all been sitting at the back, with a perfect view of the cross and a perfect view of where Sydney had knelt down with us. Sydney knew that her family could see her, and she still made her decision to accept Christ regardless. Another experience that I had at the Manti Pageant with a lady named Patty, and I started off a conversation with her at the drinking fountain, and we just had small talk about what a beautiful night it was. And I asked Patty, was this her first time to the pageant? And she said yes. I asked how long she had been a member. She told me she was a lifelong member of the Mormon Church. I guess she was in her 60s. I let her know that I had left the church a few years ago, and she said, oh, that's too bad. Why did you leave? So I took opportunity to let her know a few reasons why I had left the church. I told her how Lee and I had taught the young single adults, how their Christian friends started asking them questions. So we invited them to our home for family home evening for a question and answer night with the missionaries, and how their questions became our questions. I then was so excited and told her that Lee and I had just returned from a trip to Israel a week before coming out to Utah. I told her how Israel made the Bible now appear in Technicolor instead of black and white.
Please stay with us through this short commercial break.
Welcome back to Mainstream Mormonism. Here's your host, Lee Baker.
Welcome back to the program. Today we are reviewing the Christian witnessing efforts at the 50th anniversary of the Mormon Miracle Pageant held in Manti, Utah, the last 2 weeks of every June.
I then was so excited and told her that Lee and I had just returned from a trip to Israel a week before coming out to Utah. I told her how Israel made the Bible now appear in Technicolor instead of black and white, and how amazing it was to learn about the biblical temple, and how that the Mormon temple did not resemble the biblical temple at all. Yet when I was a Mormon, how I thought it was a representation, a restoration of the biblical temple. I spoke to her about who could go in the temple during biblical times. It was never women. Women were never allowed in the temple. Only men from the tribe of Levi, and only the high priest once a year. I spoke to her about how many temples there were in biblical times. Only one. I also spoke to her about baptism for the dead, how it was never, never a practice in biblical times. How the laver or the sea, that's what the font was called, it was for ceremonial washing of a high priest, not for baptism of the dead. I also spoke to her how amazed I was about temple marriage, how I believe that was a practice that was restored from biblical times, yet there was never marriage in the temple. Then Patty brought over her sister, and we talked about the church essays, and I talked to her about the church essay about Joseph Smith translating the Book of Mormon, that I had a problem that he didn't use the gold plates, and how the church essay came out and spoke of Joseph looking at a rock and a hat, a seer stone. Patty knew nothing about this seer stone, so she drew her sister into the conversation, and her sister said, well, of course I know about it. It was in the Ensign recently, and of course I've heard of the church essays. Patty knew nothing of them, yet her younger sister knew all about the church essays. And I said, and you still believe in the Mormon church after reading the church essays? And she just looked at me and said, of course I do. Then I opened my scriptures and I said, you know, one thing that really has me baffled is how Christ in the book of Mosiah, chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, speaks of how Christ is both the Father and the Son. And I read to them, Mosiah chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. And now Abinadi said unto them, I would that ye should understand that God himself shall come down among the children of men and shall redeem his people. And because he dwelleth in flesh, he shall be called the Son of God. And having subjected the flesh to the will of the Father, being the Father and the Son, the Father because he was conceived by the power of God, and the Son because of the flesh, thus becoming the Father and the Son, and they are one God, yea, the very eternal Father of heaven and earth. And thus the flesh becoming subject to the Spirit, or the Son to the Father, being one God, suffereth temptation and yieldeth not to the temptation, but suffereth himself to be mocked and scourged and cast out and disowned by his people. We spoke about how the Father was Spirit and how the Spirit came down and how he became flesh, took on flesh, became Jesus Christ, and how they were one. Yet their conversation turned to, well, of course, you have a spirit and you have a body. The Father has a spirit and the Father has a body. They totally mixed up what this scripture was saying. Another Christian woman and her 14-year-old daughter, who had just left the church 10 months ago, they were there at the pageant. They made t-shirts up. On their t-shirts, they had a cross. And within the cross, it said, ask me why I left the Mormon church. They were bearing witness of Jesus Christ, that they were saved by grace and not by works. On their t-shirts, they also had the scripture from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 and Romans chapter 6. Another lady I spoke with at the Manti pageant was a pageant worker named Michelle. There was another Christian missionary, his name was Robert, and he'd been speaking with Michelle for about half an hour. And then he asked me to come over and meet Michelle. He told Michelle that I had left the Mormon church after being a member for almost 50 years. He went on starting to tell my story to her. Then he asked me to talk to her. Before mentioning anything about my story in Mormonism, I asked, so what's your story in the Mormon church? She told me that she was currently an active member of the LDS Church. At one time, she had gone inactive. Now, she would never leave the church again because she knows it is true and it's the only way back to heaven. We spoke about polygamy and how polygamy would return in heaven. We spoke about the temple, and I talked to her also about the biblical differences between the biblical temple in the Old Testament and the Mormon temple. I challenged her to look online at the biblical temple versus the Mormon temple, and she said that she would. My goal during the discussions with the Mormon people was to love them, to hear their side of the story, and for them to hear parts of why I left Mormonism. Not to try to convert them in one single swoop, but for me just to plant seeds of why I left. And hopefully, they will search these things out. That's all I can do is hope and pray that they will search and find truth for themselves. This year at the Manti pageant, over 300 Christian missionaries came to witness to the Mormon people in central Utah. According to the count that we got, there was at least 11 professions of salvation during the Manti pageant outreach this year alone. We are thanking God for those lives that He saved, and we're praying earnestly that those people will grow in their walk with God. So please keep these people in your prayers. Okay, so now that we've talked about the Manti pageant, now that we've talked about things that we witnessed to, and that Lee talked to you about being called a liar as being an apostate of the church, and that all apostates are liars by Scott Hensey. Now, what do you do? Now that you've heard the deception that's within the Mormon church, what do you do? Do you walk away and leave Mormonism? Yes, but make sure that when you walk away from Mormonism, that you do not walk away from Jesus Christ. Now you need to trust the Bible as the sovereign word of God. Know that there was not a total apostasy as the Mormon church teaches. God tells us in the Bible, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall never pass away. This is in Luke 21:33. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8, it also says, the grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. In verse Peter, he says, the word of the Lord endures forever. Trust the Bible. It teaches that you are saved by grace, not by works. You are saved by grace alone. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Let there be no boasting about what you're doing or working your way to get to the temple, because that's working your way to get to heaven.
Our dear brothers and sisters and friends, we want to encourage you to visit leebaker.formormon.org. This is where we have a program list of all the past mainstream Mormonism programs. It's in an archive that has right now 85 different programs. Some of the best programs we have put together are now there available for you to help witness to your Mormon friends. We have Live from Jerusalem. The Mormon Temple is a Total Fake, from May 29, 2016. One of the more popular programs, The Mormon Church is Now Honest About Their Past Lies. That was repeated on May 22nd from January 31st, the beginning of this year. Additionally, we have programs that discuss Why Are Mormons Leaving by the Millions? The Book of Mormon, Who Really Wrote It? The Biblical Purpose of the Temple, July 19th. Mormonism, Mind Control, and Joseph Smith. That is an excellent program on June 14th. And the Impact of the Joseph Smith Translation of the Bible, June 7th. If you have an opportunity, please take a look at this archive program again at leebaker.4mormon.org. It is an important resource for you to look back at the radio programs as a resource for how you might witness to the Mormon people. My dear friends and family in the Mormon Church, in this great time of spiritual turmoil, what truly is or is not Mormon doctrine, may I offer a very sincere request to the Mormon prophet Thomas S. Monson. Many of you know that President Monson is very prominent within my past Mormon priesthood line of authority. One man, only one high priest, stood between me and my ordination as a high priest and the Mormon prophet Thomas S. Monson. In this, the most destructive and disparaging time of the Mormon people in over 100 years, please, President Monson, if you are truly a prophet of God, prophesy to these people. If you are a prophet, speak to God's people as a prophet. Instruct them on how to stop the depression, stop the suicide among the youth in the church. Teach them how to stop the depression and pornography among the adults in the church. President Monson, I ask you to train them on how to stop the depression and the doubts concerning the past history and doctrine of the Mormon Church. Please coach them on how to stop the high rate of sexual abuse within the Mormon Church and across the state of Utah. Educate them on how to stop the aggressive abuse against women and children. Dear President Monson, please speak as a prophet of God to the entire world, considering the will of God. Speak boldly when and how God moves you, not just twice a year from a written script that has been developed edited and approved by the Public Relations Division of the church, and then accepted by a committee of men you most likely do not even know. At the last conference, you spoke to the world about a novel, Alice's Adventure in Wonderland. In that day, the very day that you spoke about the Cheshire Cat and Alice's choice between the crossroads with two paths, in that very same day, 22 United States military veterans committed suicide due to depression here in America. 21,000 people around the world died of starvation, as you told us a story about Alice in Wonderland. According to the news organization that you own, Deseret News reported that over 1,300 Christians died for their faith in Jesus Christ alone the very day that you spoke to the world about Alice in Wonderland. Think of it, you who are members of the Mormon faith, and the men who have been assigned to monitor this program for any violations of my false arrest and my false imprisonment. Think of what it would be like for the Mormon prophet Thomas S. Monson to actually address the needs of the Mormon people tomorrow, next week, or next month when it is most needed. Even if it were faked, even if it was a staged theatrical and not a theological production, think of the confidence it would give the Mormon people. Think of the impact it would have on the Mormon machine if the Mormon prophet spoke out of turn, spoke on his own, spoke on a subject that was relative and vital to the Mormon people. I take great comfort knowing that God will not let Thomas S. Monson be relevant. I have confidence that God will not let Thomas S. Monson speak on any subject that might inspire, motivate, or guide the Mormon people without the approval of the public relations manager of the church. I simply ask then, what is the value of a prophet of God who does not, will not, and cannot speak for the mind and the will of God, unless it is true that God himself was actually and deeply moved by the 1865 fictional fantasy novel, Alice's Adventure in Wonderland. We love you very much. Have a good week. If you need anything from us, please contact us through the website. If you need assistance on helping share the gospel or helping getting out of Mormonism, please let us know. May God bless you this week.
For more information about Mainstream Mormonism, a production of Witnesses for Jesus, visit online at leebaker.4mormon.org. That's leebaker.4mormon.org.